All right, welcome. My name is Peter Larsson. This is the Flawed Podcast. In this short, inspirational, motivational, and maybe even decreational, don't know what that means, we'll talk about simplicity. Or I will talk about simplicity. Simplicity is one of the seven principles of the Focused Productivity course. Why should we aim to simplify things? Well, as you might know, systems have a tendency to get more and more complex, or they're doomed. Since we are in systems, however we choose, if it's your body, you're part of that system in your body, very complex, you're part of the system called universe, you're part of your local environment where you live, traffic is a very complex system, etc. Movement, also complex system. So, if we simplify it, we can understand it, we can make more quicker changes. There's a story from the US Navy, I think it was in the 60s. They created this super advanced robot system for defense in the military. However, no one understood how to work it. It was so complex, you had to read 60 manuals and then, you know, push 500 buttons, I'm exaggerating for effect. But, and then they created this acronym, KISS. KISS. It stands for Keep It Simple, Stupid. And I think you heard about it before, but it tells the tale that if it's too complex, it's not useful. And if we can't be useful, then, you know, it's pretty much just ego stuff that we're doing. So simplicity is one of the key principles, so you should try to use it as a ritual in your day-to-day life. For instance, if you do a journal, are you writing a journal with pen and paper and then taking a picture of that, adding it to Evernote, as I used to do and still doing from time to time. You could simplify that by writing directly in your phone or on your computer. That's one example. Another example could be your training log. Are you, writing it on the whiteboard, then writing it in Excel, and then taking a picture of it, something like that. You could remove things in this flow, in this system. This is related to one of my heroes' thoughts about process thinking, which is called first principles. It's, of course, Elon Musk, how he revolutionized the electronic car industry and also space industry and a lot of other industries by thinking, is this really needed? This part really needed? Is it the first principle? Meaning, do we really, really need it? If it's physics that dictates this, or is it a rule from some manual, from some old bureaucracy that thought about that this was a good idea? Okay, then remove it and see what happens. And then, you should remove, I can't remember if it was 90% of the things, and then you should be forced to add 20% back, something like that. I think you get the idea. And this is also related to another famous, not famous, but favorite word of mine, which is elegance, which is part of simplicity, but it's more like with a flair. So if you do something simple, maybe it's too simple, you could add some elegance to it. For instance, in CrossFit, we do 21-15-9 rep scheme. It's a very simple, but yet very elegant. Another way that perhaps if you're not a CrossFitter, you know the Fibonacci sequence, which is used in the golden ratio. But also if you're like me, a project manager or into agile in software development, can be used for prioritization. So the sequence goes something like this, or not something like this. It starts like this. 0, 1, 1, 2, 3, 5, 8, 12. And then I can't remember. It gets too advanced math for me. But you take the previous number and add it to the next number. This is also part of exponential development in terms of the world we're living in now with AI. Quantum is just around the corner. All these things. All right. How can you use this now in your life? Find something that you do day to day. We call it either disciplines or rituals or habits. Try to simplify it. Try to have at least one less step in this step-by-step process. It can be just as easy as preparing the day before. So for instance, if you have kids, they probably whine about their clothing in the morning, depending on their age. Prepare the day before. Then you remove that step. You actually shifted it from to the day before, but in my brain or in my world, that decision is much easier for both parties the day before. So this was a part of what we talk about in the Focused Productivity course, where simplicity or simplify is one of the principles. You should try to use it in every single aspect of your life, and it could be like a guiding North Star. Because you don't have to worry about, but if it's too easy, don't worry about that. Things will get complex when we move further and further, unless we do something active about it. This is how systems work. Please challenge me on this, ask questions. And if you're up for it, please send me an email or log into the course, and look forward to seeing you in my next class. Take care.